Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, I'm calling because I'm trying to get an update on an order or orders that I've done with y'all.
Okay. Did you want me to look it up by your last name and zip code so I can pull all your orders, or did you have order numbers?
Yeah, order numbers. Split up the whole order.
Okay. What is your zip code?
It's 77493.
And what's your last name?
Velasquez.
V. As in Victor?
V. Yeah, E-L-A-C-Q-U-E-Z.
I've got it. So are you referencing the DeLorean buildup?
Yeah.
Okay. And then can you verify the first name and the full shipping address?
First name, last name is Richard Velasquez, 23011, Rosebrier, Metal Drive.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. I'm letting this ledger load up. It is showing that they sent an order to distribution on the 31st of March, and another one went out on Tuesday. Two days ago, to the warehouse. I'm trying to see about shipping. So on the 14th, the order that was sent to the warehouse on the 31st finally shipped. This shouldn't be taking as long now. That was caused by us actually moving to a brand new facility in another state. So there was a delay on getting those orders processed. And then your next order has been sent to the warehouse as of Tuesday, and you should get shipment confirmation. It does say that your most recent, not the one that was sent to the warehouse, but the one that was issues, 48 and 49, that it was delivered to a parcel locker on the 21st, so yesterday.
Okay, so yeah, I'm missing 46, 47.
Let me just, like it never arrived.
Yeah, no, I haven't even got that yet.
Let me check the tracking on it, but I'll go ahead and likely just reship it. Man, around Christmas time and Black Friday, it went crazy. Yeah, and there was no tracking. We've changed our shipper since then, the ones that take your stuff from the warehouse to the post office. So I'll just go ahead and process a reship on that one.
Okay.
Just a moment.
And then since it's you're going to ship it, how many charges did I get? Because I think I got $20 this time and then $30 this time.
Well, with the reshipment, for one, that's not an additional charge there. We have plenty of people that get their items and then they may have been damaged in shipping or something like that. So they're very, what's the word I'm looking for? They're very generous with the reship policy. And process reshipment.
Most recent charges?
Bear with me just a moment. I'd be happy to do that, but I'm processing this reship, and it takes up the whole system. Okay, so the charge from the 31st was $30.55. That one has the binder for the magazines in it. They send those basically once you have enough magazines to fill up that binder, they send another one. Now, you are able to opt out of those if you don't want them, but that's where that additional charge came from, and then without the binder, it's $20.56.
Okay. That was the most recent charge, right?
Yes, and that was just for the two issues. Again, the binder only comes out every so often because it's meant to keep your instruction booklets in one place.
What's the one before that, the charge?
The charge before that was the one with the binder itself, and that one was $30.55. And then all your other charges have been $20.56 until September of last year, where they sent another binder. And that was the $30.55.
So that was my most recent one, and the one before that was in September?
Oh, no. I'm just looking at the last time it cost more than $20.56.
That's not about like the $20, like just regular one.
Right, that's your typical shipment for two issues. It's I can see if it tells me how often, like which issues it's going to send you a binder with.
No, I mean like I don't really mind, but you can't tell. Like I mean I don't care about the binder. I'm just saying like what was the one before the binder?
The one before the binder was $20.56.
Yeah, that one was when.
I can't hear you.
That one was when did they charge me on that one?
Well, they originally pre-authorized the charge on the 22nd of December, but if it doesn't ship from distribution in 14 days, Most banks won't hold a pending charge for more than 14 days, so they release it back into your available balance, and then it's charged once they ship it. So you should only see one charge for each of these shipments.
Okay, so the most, like, before this one was in December, that's what you're saying, right?
No, not the dates. I was talking about that was the last time before this most recent shipment with the binder that you were charged for a binder. But your shipment dates are, let's see, do you want just this past, I mean, it started on the 4th of February of last year, another shipment on the 25th of February last year, 24th of March. There was a gap in shipments until July, but that was a 12 issue, maybe not, sorry, 8 through 19 was sent in one shipment in July to catch you up. And it looks like you had a binder with another 12 issues sent in at the end of August there. And then September, you had two shipments because you're set to receive them every 2 weeks. And then October, you had two shipments. November, you had two shipments. December, you had two shipments. And then since then, we got moved over to the warehouse and started redistributing towards the end of March, which is when they sent the shipment number 14. And then they sent another shipment to distribution on Tuesday.
Okay, so the most recent one was $20, right?
$20.56.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Right. You won't see the binders very often again because they don't send you another one until you've run out of space in the one that came before it.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know because I wanted to know. I saw a $20 charge on my account, but I haven't seen the...
Right. It can get confusing because we pre-authorize the charge to make sure the money is there, and then we send the products to the warehouse. But if the warehouse is lagging behind and that pending charge falls back into your account, it can look like you've gotten charged twice because you remember seeing that charge. But if you actually go through your account history, there would only be one charge.
Okay.
In fact, you have a current credit balance of $20.56 until they ship that product on our end.
Okay. So the other one's going to be reshipped, right? The 46
I processed that reshipment, so I would just have to wait for... That'll come out separately.
Okay.
So, again, it's no additional cost, so it'll just have a date in the ledger with tracking for that as well. You should also receive an email for that. I imagine that the one they sent out on the 20th will go out first because, A, they're going to send them separately, and, B, they typically will fill these orders in the order that they received.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for that.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
That's it. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks for sticking with me here at Eagle Moss.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.